Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Big evening, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host tonight for this Sunday segment, Inspirational Insight. I'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Well, today's Sunday segment, Inspirational Insight, will be about that age-old saying, I am. Now, a lot of people know about I am and know thyself and those terms from long ago. But I want to talk about I am and how it relates to who you are. Now, most of you know that I'm on a lot of different social media sites with Think Big Radio, and I post frequently to these different sites, with Facebook being one of the major areas I post to, Twitter, as well as LinkedIn. So what I would like to talk about at this moment is my Facebook post. So earlier today, I did a post on Facebook, and it was dealing with the personal for I am. So I'll kind of read that off to you, and then I'll go into the business I am. Okay, so here we go. This is from my Think Big Quickie, Volume 7. I will be what I will be. I am that I am. This saying has a deep history in religious manuals as well as philosophical debates in modern-day usage. And what does it mean? I am sure that one can point to many sources to answer this from without and within. When we say, I am, it is unfinished, or at least feels that way. We search for more, so we follow it with nouns, verbs, adjectives. What if the reason it may feel as if it needs more is because we have the power to choose what I will be by finishing the statement, I am? How do you finish this statement in your mind or your everyday conversations? Think about it and ask yourself, are you living your spoken or thought I ams? What if you could change everything about yourself that you see as a limiting factor in your ideas of achievement by managing your mind and spoken words when it comes to I am? Now, many of you who will take the time to read, think about, and hear this tonight will realize that you may have to make a small change to accomplish big things. Many of you will say, I know that already, and continue to do the same thing. But there will be enough of you that will listen to get and take the actions needed to see the results. So as I thought about this word, I am, and I thought about how you want to make those positive statements, because you hear so many people say, I am sick. And I didn't even want to say anything negative, but of course we all know these people. I am never going to be able to do this. When you're steadily telling yourself these negative I ams, you're actually beginning to live that. So we want to stay away from the negative and just focus on the positive. So when you say your I ams in regular conversation, not even realizing that you are saying I am, or when you think of these things in your mind, make them positive from this point on. So my I ams, when I started thinking about a few things about how I see myself and how people have told me that they see me, I started off with integrity as my base. Honest, ethical, there. So that's my I. My A is action. Exert power toward a specific cause or objective. The M is management. Organize and coordinate components to reach a goal. So I am integrity, action, and manage. And that management also comes to managing yourself, managing your time, managing how you interact with other people when you have things that you need to take care of. Sometimes you have to just turn your phone off for an hour. I know a lot of people have kids and a lot of people have family that aren't doing too well, but how can you take care of them if you can't find the time to also take care of yourself? Explain to them, hey, I have me time now. Let your children know you have me time. So unless it's something very important, they need to know the importance of your me time, your I am time. So choose your I am carefully so that you may live it. Now, what if I am was a completed sentence? Because, you know, before I talked about I am, it doesn't feel like it's complete, so you want to add things to it. Well, what if it was a complete sentence? Would it not mean that I am everything and everything is me without a need for anything? Think about that. Must listen to get. So now, what is your I am for business? Because if you're the leader of your business, of course you need to know who you are. So who are you as far as I am, or as far as whatever acronym or however you want to describe yourself? So what is your I am for business? Well, business building, the founder must have or come into contact with those that have their I imagination. Imaging, the ability to mentally form new images and sensations that are not perceived through sight, hearing, or other senses. Imagination helps make knowledge applicable in solving problems and is fundamental to integrating experience and the learning process. The ability to confront and deal with reality by using the creative power of the mind. So every business needs to not have a founder who's based on integrity, but also have imagination. You don't need many to fulfill this part of your plan. There's an old saying, when two or more gather. So it is best to make sure they are at least of like mind and character. So take a moment to look around you. The table, light switch, laptop, speaker, TV, computer, all the parts of a thought to bring more into existence for the purpose of our pleasure and comfort. In business, if a service or product is your goal, what is it that will set it apart or enable you to get the market share you need? Does it add to the most basic needs and desires of the majority or a particular market? How will you deliver your product or service? Imagination, at best, is needed to answer the how, why, what questions. Okay, so now that you have used your imagination and imaged that which you are looking to attain, so what next? Ability, also known as aptitude. The quality of being able to do something, especially the physical, mental, financial, or legal power to accomplish something, a natural or acquired talent, skill, or proficiency in a particular area. See, we can be skilled in every area needed, from creation to implementation, but in order for our business to grow, there are certain things as the leader you should focus on and delegate the other tasks to those that may have their strongest skills and that task requirements. How can you be the accountant, marketer, social media guru, instructor, and all of the many hats worn without expecting to miss some things and even burn out? Some are handling this right now and have not learned how to automate certain processes. So let's say you have moved beyond that and have found others with the ability and aptitude to move you forward. How do you keep them passionate about their place in the puzzle machine? Well, it's quite easy when they are in the positions that best fit their personalities and skill sets. However, you still need to be able to motivate them. So in I Am, we have imagination, ability and aptitude, and M, motivation. Motivation is literally the desire to do things, a psychological feature that induces an organism to act towards a desired goal and elicits, controls, and sustains certain goal-directed behaviors, the act or process of giving someone a reason for doing something. Now, I have found that the best reason a person will do something may be far from what drives you to do something. Every person you employ should have to fill out an application designed to enable them as well as you to determine their motivation. This will in turn allow you to define a position that will incorporate or help one to fulfill that basic need. Ensure that you continuously receive feedback from the person getting their hands wet so that we may point out things that you are unaware of that cause your market share to decrease or increase. The motivated employee will have become your most trusted advisors. Now, it takes imagination, aptitude, and motivation to break away from what we consider as normal business practices and systems to truly create a win-win business team and product that is in demand. Ask Google. Just so happens to be the number one company to work for in Fortune 100's best. So I'd like for you all to think big. Thanks for taking the time to allow me to assist you in becoming the best version of yourself that you can be. I hope you join us on these future Sunday segment Inspirational Insights where not only will I host some, but some of our guests have even decided to host. So we'll be looking forward to them also doing their Sunday segment Inspirational Insights to kind of mix it up here on Think Big Radio. Well, guys, thanks for thinking big. Thanks for marketing our program as much as we also market you. Take care.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.